We're very happy to be joined now by the legendary Ed Asner. He has a one-man show called A Man and His Prostate. It'll be Saturday in San Rafael at the Hoyt Theater. Make sure to get out and see it. Ed, thanks for being on the show. I'm sure a lot of people ask you this, but you don't want to just sit back on your porch and have a lemonade. You want to just keep working, don't you?
Well, I would hate to seek charity from you. I would want to go out there and tell people I can still work and provide, make money for you, and it'll work.
Sure. I love your appearance on Curb Your Enthusiasm when you thought the financial guy in A Casual Friday looked like a blanking pirate. I mean, a cowboy, I should say. How fun was that to work with Larry David?
Yeah. Well, that appearance ticked me off, really, because Larry had been after me for a few years to be on the show, and I did one of the early ones, and it worked very well. And a couple of years went by, and I never heard from Larry again. And finally, I went to him one day, and I said, "How come you don't have me back?" And he said, "Well, you died." And I thought, "Oh, I guess he doesn't watch TV that much."
When I think about, because I'm 54, so I grew up with Mary Tyler Moore and the Lou Grant Show. Does that seem like yesterday, or does that seem like, you know, a millennia ago? And the Mary Tyler Moore Show and all that?
A good while ago. I just thank God I had a couple of features that that changed my luck, Up and Elf. And otherwise, kids would be sucking their thumbs saying, "Who?"
I remember my dad loved the part where Mary Tyler Moore, she had fallen asleep on your shoulder, and you sang a song, and then there was a long pause, and then you went, "Up a Lazy River," and you kept singing. My dad just thought that was the funniest thing he ever saw.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that line?
Huh?
Do you remember that line when Mary Tyler?
Yeah. What did he do?
He worked in insurance, Ed. Yeah, not that funny. But
what's that? What?
He worked in insurance, which he's a funny guy, but it wasn't a very funny field he was in, Ed.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pain in the ass.
And also, I mentioned the Lou Grant Show, and I think about Rossi and Billy and all these characters on that show. And I just think it was amazing that the network took your character there and then turned it into a drama, and then you win Emmys and both things. And
the network didn't do it. The network didn't do it.
You did it.
Burns and Brooks and Gene Reynolds did it.
But they said yes to it, and it was a great, great show.
Yeah, well. They also said no to it when they canceled it.
Well, now that was
because people weren't watching.
They thought you were too liberal, so they canceled your show, even though it got great ratings.
Yeah,
that's
so
too
bad.
What
are you going to do?
I don't know. We're speaking with Ed Asner. His one-man show, A Man and His Prostate, will be at San Rafael on Saturday. Speaking of writers, Ed Weinberger is collaborating with you, and this guy has a lot of credits. He goes way back, a lot of Golden Globes, Peabody's. What's it like working with Ed?
Oh, he's a mean bastard. he's mean. He really is mean. But he is so good. He is so good. A Man and His Prostate is a flawless piece of writing. We also wrote the Grouchy Historian together, a book that came out last year.
Yeah, I know that he kind of, a lot of people know about it. He wrote for Taxi for a long time.
Yeah.
Dean Martin and Cosby and Richard Pryor. I mean, he's been around a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think somebody told me, I don't know how true it is, that he got, when he was doing Mr. President, he got George C. Scott so goddamn mad that Scott had him barred from the set. He was the producer, but he was barred from the set.
Yeah, you don't want Patton mad at you. But that's something else.
Who?
Patton, George S. Patton there.
George C. Scott. Yeah. No, it wasn't Patton. Who was it?
George C. Scott, you said?
Who was? You might be right. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, as president of the Screen Actors Guild, I'm sure you had a lot of things to take care of with people not getting along, and you had to arbitrate some qualms, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. The hardest thing was satisfying your friends.
Yeah. Well, what's it like being out on the road? Because I mentioned San Rafael coming up here locally on Saturday, but then 2 weeks later you go to Sanford, North Carolina, a week after that.
No. A week later I go to Augusta.
Oh, you go to Augusta. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I see, I mean, look, in June, Jasper, Indiana. The road, is it kind to you? Are you, you're a vet and it's no big deal?
I'd like to sell you my share of the road. But I hate the getting there.
Yeah.
But I love being there.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's like going to Europe. You don't want to sit on a plane all day, but then once you're there, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where are you?
San Francisco, California, Ed.
Well, I've heard of it. Are there many Democrats there?
There are a lot. I thought you were going to be like Don Rickles and say, I had an uncle that died there. That's what he said about every town. Speaking of Ed Asner, the one-man show, A Man and His Prostate, you've done so much charity work over the years. Why has that been important to you to help out like that?
Well, I don't know. My folks were foreign-born, but they were never forgot charity.
Mm-hmm.
I've been lucky, and if you're lucky and you don't share it, then you're nothing.
No doubt. And the voiceover work you do as well, still going strong. What's that like? You're in a booth, so you're not playing off anybody, but you're very good at that too.
Well, you don't have to shave.
You can wear sweatpants, right?
Yeah. But it's a lot of fun. All the forms of performing you can think of, other than dance. I with my gimpy leg now, I don't dance.
Yeah, no, I know it's hard. But speaking of one-man shows, I know you did the FDR show, and, you know, did you jet your chin out and get the pipe going and the glasses, or did you just try to...
Well, no, early on, I realized I don't care what I did, I could never look like him.
Right.
So I didn't worry about that. I couldn't sound like him, but I could say his words, and his words were what was magic.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the play, A Man and His Prostate. What's going on here?
Well, every man has one.
Mm-hmm.
And it serves him in good stead until he reaches a certain age when blockages occur. And it happened to Ed Weinberger on a cruise to Italy with his wife. And he gets taken off at Florence, put in a hospital, and he was examined there and then is treated there. And this is all the funny... And only Ed could think of all the funny things that happened to him while he was being rerouted.
So to speak, huh?
Yeah.
Is it hard to remember lines? I mean, it's amazing to me how anyone can do a one-man or a one-woman show. Do you ever kind of stumble, or is it just by rote in your brain?
No, I've got a book here to help me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's like the prostate monologues.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So what can people expect at the Hoyt Theater coming up here a Saturday in San Rafael? Is it two acts? Is it hour and a half, two, 3 hours?
It's about 80 minutes.
Oh, that's just about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's one act. And they'll never regret coming if they come.
And it could be life changing. It might remind men to, you know, check out their bodies and get checked for things, right?
Oh, definitely. It's a good. And treatment has vastly improved since the play was written.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even less fearsome. So men should pay attention to it.
We've been speaking to an icon of American entertainment, Ed Asner. The play is called A Man and His Prostate. If you're in NorCal, San Rafael, the Hoyt Theater this Saturday, and dates all around the country. Ed, a real pleasure. I never thought I would get a chance to talk to you. And as I said, I've seen your countless hours of your stuff, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for being on the show.
Are you going to be there?
I will be there. I will be there. I will not be square. I will be there, Ed.
All right. Well, you be sure and tell me when you're there.
I will tell you. I'll come over and try and say hi.
Goose me.
Yes. Well, the coronavirus, I'll just bow at you.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah. It goes with that calling me an icon. It's a good gesture to follow.
That's true. You're Hollywood royalty for real. Thanks, Ed. Congratulations on the play. We'll see you up in San Rafael.
Thank you.
All right, great stuff. All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back.